Don't place any limitations on what it is that you would like to be able to attract into your life. Remember that any limitation that you experience in your life, any limitation, is there because of a thought that you have decided is what you can't or can't do. Well, there's 8 or 9 of these, and I want to go through these, what are called principles for changing your agreement with reality. And I want to just read you this from, again, from Hawkins' brand new book, The Eye of the Eye, E-Y-E of the Eye. And the first one of these is just simply the word attitude. And this is what he says about attitude. The way of spiritual advancement through consciousness is actually uncomplicated and simple. The primary quality is really one of attitude, in that one looks at life not as a place to acquire gain, but as an opportunity for learning which abounds even in the smallest of life's details. A spiritual attitude leads one to be friendly, kind, and well-meaning to all life. We find ourselves walking over an ant carefully rather than squashing it, not as a compulsive must or a religious rule, but out of a greater awareness of the value of all life. All animals will be discovered to actually be individuals who respond to respect and attention. Even plants are aware of it when you love and admire them. That's an attitude. That's the attitude I'm speaking about here. And I watched it. I just spent some time with Franklin Levinson over on Maui in a place called Adventures in Horseback. And if you're ever on Maui, I recommend that you give him a call. Just look up Adventures in Horseback. And he's a horse whisperer himself. And we spent a day with two of my children who he was teaching them how to communicate with horses. And he said, what do most people do when they walk up to a horse for the first time? What do? We touch them on the nose, don't we? We do this to a horse. He said, if anybody ever came up to you and put their hand on your nose, you would. He said, what you want to do is take a different approach. And he began to show us how to communicate with a horse. And this horse, especially with that little girl, who was 11 years old, she, after a very short time, this horse was coming up, walking over to her, nuzzling her, and it was all done through this silent kind of attitude of love and respect for you, rather than I am here, because horses, as he explained, are basically used as food by mankind for as far back as we can go. And so they have an innate kind of cellular fear of mankind that you have to transcend and you have to overcome. And it's like you open yourself up to that kind of an attitude. So the first word is attitude. The second is something that, a word that I like, it's called radical humility. Radical humility. That is, it is an easing up of the ego so that you can rewrite your agreement with reality that says that who I am is not what I have and what I do and what others think of me and all of my accomplishments and all of my achievements and all of my acquisitions and so on, but that who I am is a piece of God. And as a piece of God, I am radically humble. That is, I have no need to make myself better than anybody else. I've often said that true nobility is not defined by being better than someone else. It's defined by being better than you used to be. It's just about being better than you used to be. If you've got problems in your life, very often these problems or struggles or difficulties are things that are there because of an absence of humility about who you are and your importance. If you see yourself as a piece of God, just as a piece of God. I'll never forget watching Sai Baba in India, who was asked the question, are you God? And he said, yes, I am. And the questioner was sort of taken aback, and he said, and so are you. He said, the only difference between you and I is that I know it, and you doubt it. That those three magic words that U.S. Anderson wrote about in his wonderful book, Three Magic Words. And at the very end of the book, you don't find out what the three magic words are unless you read the end first, until the last paragraph. You are God. You are connected always to God. I am in you, and you are in me, and I'm in the Father, and the Father is in you.